Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Since some attention is devoted to the issue of Latvian non-citizens, I would like to provide a brief clarification. Latvia was occupied by the Soviet Union for the half of the century. During the Soviet occupation, Latvia survived massive ethno-demographic changes, such as mass deportation of Latvians to Siberia and forced migration from Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine. After collapse of USSR, the special temporary non-citizen status was established for former USSR citizens residing in Latvia. In this context, I must stress that Latvian non-citizens are not stateless persons in the meaning of 54 Convention, where Latvia is a state party. It is acknowledged by the UNHCR, which notes that in the specific context of Latvia, and I quote, non-citizens may currently be considered persons to whom 54 Convention does not apply. Unlike stateless persons, Latvian non-citizens enjoy the protection of the state of Latvia in Latvia and abroad. It is only a group of persons, in addition to citizens, who are granted permanent residence in Latvia ex lege. Non-citizens have the same social guarantees as Latvian citizens, and Latvia has created all preconditions for persons for temporary non-citizen status to acquire Latvian citizenship. As per situation with registration of children of non-citizens and stateless persons at the time of their birth, since 2013, when amendments to the citizenship law were introduced, granting the citizenship is quasi-automatic at the time of registration of newborn. One of the parents has to tick a box in the birth registration application, and baby is registered as Latvian citizen. In 2017, 99.9% of non-citizen parents ticked the box. 52 children, though, were registered as non-citizens. For them, at any time and without any preconditions, parents can request Latvian citizenship until children reach age of 15. After that, and until majority, children themselves can seek Latvian citizenship. I think this clarifies